This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Millions and millions of people are listening or waiting actually on our every word. Do you believe that, ladies? Yes or no? Millions and millions of people are hanging on our every word as we get into the clubhouse here on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. It's Wednesday, the last day of March, March the 31st. Seems like just a few moments ago we were talking about the Ides of March, the beginning of March, beginning of the year. The one good thing about, I guess, time going quickly, or at least in some people's minds it does, is that we get through our problems quicker. Can I sell that or not, ladies? Yes or no? We're getting through all of this stuff, I guess.
Yeah, moving like forward is the only option other than right. Not moving at all.
All right, so what are the options for Representative Matt Gaetz, who apparently is a bad boy? What's the deal? I always love it when we've said this before, and I know that it sort of strikes a chord negatively and positively, depending on your side of the aisle. We got a Democrat, that is Mayor, Governor Cuomo. Now we got a Republican in Florida who's a congressman, who are under investigation for sexual misconduct.
Yeah, but one's a weird story. So
he looks like a weird dude to me. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, he kind of looks like Beavis, but but the story is really weird. It's a little different than Cuomo's, because he came out ahead of this. Cuomo waited, the allegations against Cuomo started flying out. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz came out and kind of blew the whistle on himself because he says he's being extorted. Now, this is strange. Earlier in the day, yesterday, I saw a story that came out that said Matt Gaetz is not running for he's thinking about not running for re-election. He's thinking about going to work for Newsmax. He wants to be on TV. Okay. So that was like the first story. And then someone came up and said, did you see the story about Matt Gaetz? And I'm like, that he's going to work at Newsmax? I'm like, yeah, so? I don't know why that's a big story, but okay. So and he's like, no, you have to see what's really happening. So here's what I've figured out so far. And this is an interview that Matt Gaetz did with Axios. And then later in the day, he went on with Tucker Carlson and did what Tucker Carlson said was one of the strangest interviews of his career.
There's credibility for you, Tucker Carlson. Excuse me.
Well, what was strange about it? I want to hear this because I don't want Tucker Carlson.
Sorry, I was waiting for Doug to applaud, which was very strange.
I can't stand Tucker.
I know, you're the only one because Tucker Carlson.
No, I can't stand him.
Huge ratings.
He's like the top radio show.
Anyway, what happened? So, Representative Matt Gaetz. So he said he's under federal investigation for sexual activity with women, and he thinks he's going to be criminally charged. He said the allegations against him are searing as they are false. He did a 13-minute interview with Axios. He said, I believe that there are people at the Department of Justice who are trying to criminalize my sexual conduct when I was a single guy. He's 38 years old, so he's young, and he just got engaged like a couple months ago, so he's now with somebody. So he was single just a short time ago. And Axios reported that Gaetz had privately told confidants he's considering not seeking re-election and maybe just leaving Congress early for a job at Newsmax. He said the specifics of the allegations are unclear, and he said that he's been told very little. But the New York Times reported yesterday afternoon that the Justice Department is investigating Gaetz over whether he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old and paid for her to travel with him. Now, he told Axios that the allegations of misconduct are false. They're rooted in an extortion effort against my family for $25 million in exchange for making this case go away.
Family a lot of money?
I don't know. He later said in a statement that was released that he and his family over the past several weeks had been victims of an organized criminal extortion involving a former DOJ official seeking a $25 million ransom or he would threaten to smear his name. He said that he's been cooperating with federal authorities and that even his father had been wearing a wire at the FBI's direction to try to catch these criminals.
So we give this guy the benefit of the doubt. What do we think about it?
Well, I think at the moment you kind of have to let this play out because he came out ahead of it. It's not like he waited and said, oh, you're with the 17. He came out ahead of it and said.
But it is weird timing that he also announced he wasn't going to run again.
Well, I think, okay, so this is what a lot of people have been.
And the engagement?
Because well, before no, you're engaged. The engagement was like, I don't know, I think probably
ago?
Of like
who's
September,
he going to replace
October
at Newsmax? What time is he supposed to be on at Newsmax?
Okay, I don't know.
He hasn't gone to Newsmax yet. But here's the thing, though. Like, I mean, if he was fooling around, whether she was 17 or not, or maybe they're multiple girls, I don't know what the deal is. This is very strange. But before you're engaged, you're not single. You know what I mean? Like, you're committed to someone. So
no, but I think
there's also cheating.
The timeline on this, but the timeline on this, I think, was, like, before. I know that he got engaged because I know someone who was there the time he got engaged. It was probably, like, maybe August or September. So let's say he's been engaged for 6 months. So I don't know if that has some direct correlation. And he was also in California. He comes back. He seems pretty dedicated to this girl, just in the story. Like, he keeps coming back to California because she's from here. So I know the reason I know this is because my partner, John Dix, who I host one of my shows with in L.A., was just with Matt Gaetz like 3 weeks ago and met the girl. I don't know. He seemed pretty dedicated, according to Don. So I think you kind of let the investigation play out because he got in front of it.
Right.
But this is what a lot of people are speculating. And I think we can all agree that this probably happens to Democrats and Republicans, is that somebody tries to get something on them so that they can own them. Think about how many high-profile, loud people get elected into Congress. Matt Gaetz is relatively new and was considered a rising star because he just was loud. He talked about everything. And then they shut up and they start kind of towing party line. And so a lot of people that I've been hearing from, at least on social media, say this is what happens all the time in Washington, D.C., that somebody tries to extort people or they try to blackmail them. So they have operatives within Congress to do their bidding. I mean, this doesn't sound, I mean, it feels
that
like a plot to
sense.
A movie.
Trump,
but this
I
bet
but
this
it's also,
kind of junk happens all the time.
Congress is for sale. Let's face it. Congress is absolutely for sale. So let's let this play out. Meanwhile, there's the story. Is that trending, by the way, Jay? Is that a trending story?
Oh, yeah. That's
story.
A big
Gaetz?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about Jen Shah? Is she trending?
No, I didn't see her. I didn't see her trending yet.
So I see something here that's all over. I don't know whether you've seen it or not. I never heard of this woman, but the funny thing, what attracted me about it is that she was on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake. And when I saw Salt Lake, I'm going to Salt Lake this weekend. I think, okay, well, I didn't even know there was Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
Yeah, she's up for, she got arrested for something, right? For, I didn't even.
Conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
That's probably the biggest, that's the biggest headline that franchise has ever gotten because no one watches the Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Who would care?
Well, everyone loves all the Housewives. It's just the least successful one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's no big deal. All right,
but she's got huge boobs, so that's why Doug noticed her.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, 9 times out of 10, that's how your clickbait goes.
Do you know, well, here's something that really has today got my attention. Richie and I were going back and forth about it last night. I loved Gordon Liddy. He was somebody who really, really, an impact, but he and I were friends for a number of years. He was a very, very interesting character. Jennifer, did you ever meet him?
I did. Funny guy.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. He was a lesson in contrasts like you wouldn't believe. For those who are not aware, Jay, you know what Liddy did, right? Do you remember the story of G. Gordon Liddy? I always want to make sure that he...
Is he the Watergate guy?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
On his tombstone.
That's what it says, Watergate guy.
Right. He's the Watergate mastermind, in fact. And the fact that he's dead at the age of 90, given the physical reality, this guy was as tough as now. The last time I saw him was probably, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And even at 85, he was tough as nails. Physically, mentally, he was right on top of everything. He was very close to his wife and his son. His son did a radio program at Phoenix, I think, Jennifer, didn't he, for a number of years, a lawyer?
I don't know.
But Yeah, I think that was his story. Anyway, so one of my crowning conversations or experiences with Liddy, I first got to know him well when the American Association of or the National Association of Talk Show Hosts had a convention, and I don't even remember where it was now. I think it was Orlando, and Gloria Allred, God love her, she was on the air at KBC with me. And at that time, I think this was when I was still on KBC, as a matter of fact, so it had been mid-90s, the Freedom of Speech Award was going to Liddy. So Liddy's there with his, and Gene Burns, who was the president, I was vice president of the association, he was president, he got sick, so I had to run the meeting, I had to be in charge, and I had to, one of the things I had to do was sit with Gordon and his wife and his son before the event took place. And the thing that really made it all very, very interesting, news media was there. Gloria had stirred the pot like you wouldn't believe. Gordon Liddy should be in jail and not getting the award. It was all the misunderstanding of why the Freedom of Speech Award would go to him. It's gone to a lot of really interesting characters over the years that many people don't like. The guy from Minnesota was a senator.
Franken.
Al Franken got it 1 year. I mean, there are a whole bunch of characters that got it. And Limbaugh got it 1 year. I don't know. It's just that. It was that ilk. So anyway, Liddy's there with his wife, and I'm outside. Gloria Allred has brought every news camera that there was in Orlando into the arena, and she's walking up and down with a big sign. I'm trying to remember exactly what it said, but it was something like, Gordon Liddy should be banned, or Gordon Liddy should be in jail not getting an award, you know, something along that line.
She's so weird. I'm sorry. I don't know what drew you to.
The two of them together.
I know she's funny, but like the very first Talkers convention I ever went to, it was was there with my dad, and I remember it was the weirdest thing because it was in New York City, and we were walking through Times Square, and we see this weirdo in a hat, and we're like, oh, hey, Matt Drudge. And so we end up walking with Matt Drudge into the Talkers conference. Yeah. And then Gloria Allred runs into that one with visible panty lines and a yellow pantsuit. And she comes running down the aisle about the Rodney King case, I think, or something.
Yes.
That's how long ago it was.
Oh,
you remember
that? And Drudge got, now think about it, Drudge got the Freedom of Speech Award. And he wasn't even doing radio at the time. He may have been doing little bits and pieces of it. But anyway, the bottom line
strange
is that...
Strange characters in this
thing. Yeah. We've had, and I like Gloria. I always have liked Gloria. She's just an interesting character. Politics doesn't enter into who I like. It's what kind of characters they are. Liddy was fabulous. He had the audience in the palm of his hand. I introduced him, and he took it away, and we went on, and the audience loved him. He was just a master. He was a great actor, actually. He was a bad guy in Miami Vice for three or four seasons. He could apply himself to anything and get the job done. But I just am remembering it. So one affair, I don't know, much later than that, he was at Radio America after he was on Westwood One, and he and I were appearing someplace together. And he'd shaved his head. And it was the first time he'd shaved his head. So I looked at him. I said, who's the last person that kissed your head? And he looked at me and he said, Mrs. Liddy is the last person that kissed my head. And she's the only person.
I hope it wouldn't be a random person.
No, that's a weird question.
It was teasing. I was teasing. You remember that, Jennifer? You may not remember. Anyway. It was
trying to forget. Has no context here. This is a weird story.
Well, right, isn't it? The context is that he would answer something with a firmness and the tone of his voice. Like when he used to go on the air, he had a signature line that I can't really do justice to. The G-Man. That he was referred to on the air as the G-Man. The G-Man's on the air. G. Gordon Liddy. It's a loss for a lot of reasons. Maybe some people think, who cares? But I always thought that the guy was, he was just...
Well, he was 90, so was he still on the air?
No, he hasn't been on the air for, I don't know, 10 years or so maybe. Yeah. All right, so there it is, my tribute to G. Gordon Liddy. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the Wednesday DJV program. We have a big announcement, right, ladies? This is a big announcement about who's on The Voice. If you're a fan, I've actually started watching it a little myself. I don't care about the performances. I like the repartee between the various hosts, which I hadn't noticed before, but I sort of picked up on it because that show was on before Debris on Monday. And interesting, the relationship between all four of them. One of them's going, and somebody else is coming, and we'll figure who that is right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to this. We've got everybody on the edge of their seat, Jay Kirshner. What's going on The Voice?
Nick Jonas is going to be leaving, and Ariana Grande will be coaching and filling in his place.
Why is
they all cycle in and out except for
Blake? Yeah, I mean, the only one that's really been there nonstop is Blake Shelton, I feel like, because Adam Levine and Blake were there for a while. Adam Levine's been out for some time. Kelly Clarkson's there. John Legend's there. Nick Jonas started in season 18.
Yeah. So what is there? Is this, what's the real religion? Is all for show, this stuff back and forth with Kelly and Blake?
I think they
Blake
really like it. I think they really like each other. I think that Kelly has filled in for Adam because Adam and Blake used to be the ones that would bicker back and forth. And so I think she provides that. But
is that really?
John Legend and Blake is always having like Blake Shelton over for dinner. I mean, it seems like they really like each other.
Mm-hmm. So.
So
yeah, and it's
that,
for
that's
show.
That's part
for,
of the appeal of the show,
right,
is that chemistry that they all have.
I found it amusing, frankly, watching them back and forth. It was kind of, yep. And then, as I said, for me, I've watched it a couple times now before Debris, and it just seems to flow. And the people on the singers, I don't make the, who cares? I'm more interested in these guys going back and forth. So anyway, what does Ariana Grande bring to the table?
Oh, very big fan base. Yeah. A lot of people.
Like, is that why they choose these people?
Went up.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Is that why they choose them? Because they have a big fan base? Or is she really gets some chops
also
when it comes to this?
Chops. I mean, she's her new album Positions broke the record for the most songs to debut at number one on
wow.
the Billboard Hot 100. So, mm-hmm. and she's also Spotify's most streamed female artist in the past decade. So they're mm-hmm. they're actually, if you really want to line her up against Kelly, even Ariana, you know, if you want to just do resume for resume, Ariana kind of blows her away, and Gwen Stefani.
And what kind of a person is she?
I think we're going to see. She's not someone that we hear from.
That's what
a
I
lot.
Wonder about is what her personality is like. Because she was kind of the, like, years ago, she was the one that was, like, licking the donut in the donut store. I'm hopeful
she was stoned. I mean, I interviewed her once, and she was really fun and bubbly, and she was, like, you know, up for having fun and didn't take herself seriously. So I enjoyed the one interaction that I had with her. But, yeah, I mean, she's kind of been all over the place. So it'll be interesting to see her real personality.
Yep. All right. Let's see what else. Joe Biden's dog bit somebody else, right? That's trending.
Yeah, Major Biden was in another biting incident, this time a National Park Service employee. And just out of some precaution, the service employee was seen by White House medical staff. And, yeah, I mean, Major Biden, just he needs some more training, I guess.
Right. It's not toilet
training.
He
just
either.
Wants to leave the White House. Maybe,
yeah. Maybe he doesn't like it there. Yeah.
Dog a
28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Derek Chauvin trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The New York Police Department says the man wanted in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier this week has been arrested and charged. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Brandon Elliott. He was arrested about 2 a.m. and subsequently charged with assault as a hate crime. As the House passed gun control legislation, NRA Executive Director Jason Wiemey says this type of legislation will help protect criminals.
Gun control isn't the answer. It's never been the answer. Passing any legislation that makes it harder or takes away firearms from law-abiding individuals doesn't make anybody any safer, except maybe the criminals.
Jason on Fox News. Myanmar activists held candlelight vigils overnight mourning more deaths in recent days from a military crackdown on anti-coup protesters. The United States has ordered non-essential embassy staff to leave the country. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The U.S. State Department has released their 2020 Human Rights Report. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken issued the report saying the trend lines on human rights are not improving.
The trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. We see evidence that in every region of the world, this is happening.
Secretary Blinken said the events since the military coup occurred in Burma after this year's report was finished, we must highlight them.
Nonviolent protesters in Burma have been killed, beaten, imprisoned, including on Saturday, when more than 100 people were reportedly killed by the military. Many of those killed were protesting on Armed Forces Day, others simply bystanders. The military said in advance that they might shoot protesters in the back or the head, and they've made good on that threat.
The human rights reports cover internationally recognized individual, civil, political, and worker rights. The National Football League is expanding their regular season schedule. Gander Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game, with the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that a team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wednesday, the 31st of March. How do you do? I had a dream last night, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. How did anybody else have dreams last night? Anybody have any good
weird
dreams?
Yeah.
Really weird? Like what weird? I had a weird one, too. What was yours?
Just trippy. Because I've been taking this new melatonin, and like I've been through car washes with the cast of Jersey Shore. I mean, I've been telling Jen about all my weird dreams. Yeah, like it's very strange.
I had an elephant.
I never knew melatonin could do this, but
oh yeah,
UGTL with Jersey Shore,
St. John's Wort. Yeah, I had an elephant wearing a pink tutu and tennis shoes.
There you go.
Phone rang.
What
with
are you
Abraham
taking,
Lincoln. Right? Well, I don't usually take stuff like that. I usually go off, but lately, last 3-4 months, I've been having a lot of dreams. Oprah Winfrey was in this one with Abraham Lincoln. It's really.
She's doing a tell-all interview.
Right. Yeah, right, with Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I do know. Yes, that's it. She got paid $7 million for doing it. Fabulous. All right, let's get into the latest from the trending news on the lab front, on the virus front. So, Victoria, apparently the World Health Organization is feeling a little pressure with their buddies, China. The report isn't being accepted, so now what are they going to do?
Well, so this report came out a couple days ago. We've mentioned it here. The U.S. did not, you know, obviously we didn't have a great response to it. We're very skeptical of it. I think a lot of people, regardless of your politics, can get behind that. And so the World Health Organization, the Director General, Jen, you may have to help me with this one. Tedros Adhanom.
Isn't it ad hominem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
He's an ad hominem.
Well, no, but okay. Mr. So ad hominem. It looks like, yeah, Ghebreyesus.
Okay.
Something like that is the last name. Okay, so he said he welcomed the joint World Health Organization China report, which was supposed to uncover the origins of the coronavirus. But he said yesterday publicly that the scientists told him that they had difficulty accessing raw data from China.
Duh.
What a shock. And so
I
now
just love that they let an investigation go without even looking at the lab. Like, how does that happen?
Right. Well, I mean, China clearly, you know.
Right.
Right. C block right. in there. So the comments, of course, as we now know, like the report basically didn't show a whole lot. So what he's saying now is that the report found that the virus was most likely introduced to humans through an intermediate animal host, VS, but it called for further investigation in various areas around Wuhan, except for the theory that the virus leaked from a lab, which it called extremely unlikely in the report. Now, back to the director general from the World Health Organization, he said, although the team has concluded that a laboratory leak is the least likely hypothesis, this requires further investigation, potentially with additional missions involving specialist experts, which I am ready to deploy. After he made that statement, 14 countries released a joint statement saying the same thing, that they had
You're
a shared concern.
Crap.
No, they're on his side because he wants the lab to be investigated. So
no, that's what I mean.
The
Chinese are the world elders.
So the 14 countries said that they had a shared concern about the lack of access to complete original data and samples. So then the
which you're never going to get. Never. They're never going to
well,
get it.
I think everybody, that's true, probably, because the samples have been destroyed, and we've heard mm-hmm. from that scientist who, the woman who ran the Wuhan yep. lab, and we don't know if she's still alive, because we haven't heard from her lately, but she's the one who said that they had samples, and then that they didn't, and then there were samples that were destroyed, and then everyone ends up dead in China as soon as you talk, so who knows. But, it seems like the World Health Organization is definitely
getting the pressure.
They're taking a pivot, and they're kind of siding with the rest of the world now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so apparently what I'm seeing here is the latest surge proves the vaccines are working because younger, unvaccinated people are the ones that are getting the disease, not the older people. Did you see that? That's sort of an interesting stat. I'm not much on these stats, but I think that that does show in places where they're studying it, watching the numbers carefully, it's really something that to make you feel good about taking the shot. Maybe that's it. Those of us who questioned doing it, who didn't really want to do it, I think at least at the moment, I feel better, even though I'm going to face a barrage of questioning visiting my friends, the Starkwells, this weekend, because they're not for getting the vaccine. But,
I mean,
I don't
to
know.
Play devil's advocate, I don't feel, I, here's, I think the messaging as of late has been a bit bungled because to say, hey, go out and get the vaccine, which is what we want people to do, right? Because mm-hmm. it will help us achieve herd immunity. The
right.
reason people would go out and get the vaccine is so that they can go out and do things. It's the reason that you, Doug, went out and got the vaccine so that you can travel and you can go see your family and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
The messaging, however, is that get the vaccine, but you're still going to have to social distance. You're going to have to wear 12 masks.
Well, that's
going to
be a tough sell.
And we're still going to close down your state. Well, it is a tough sell because that's just what was told to us this week by Joe Biden, who said you need to have the mask mandate back. You need to have closures back, even though the state of Texas, which he called Neanderthals a couple weeks ago, took away the mask mandate, and their numbers continue to go down, while states mm-hmm. like New York and New Jersey and Michigan have their numbers going up right now. That's where the spike is. So.
Well, we've got that variant in Jersey that's just, it's exactly what Doug said. It's spreading through younger, unvaccinated people, and it's that UK variant, and it's and they think that it actually, it spreads more rapidly And right now there are 5,000 people in the ICU again, which is the first time since last April. And that's not just in Jersey, but that's across the country, you know, when you add up all the numbers. But I think the point is, yes, it does sound confusing. Get a vaccine, go, you know, stay in your pod, hang out with your parents, hug your grandparents, all that stuff is fine. You know, go to a restaurant, you know, do things, but don't get it, don't be stupid and don't be in large groups because you can still pass the virus. They don't know, that's part of the problem, that they haven't come out and said it yet because they don't know the answer. They don't know if once you're vaccinated, are you a carrier? And then you can carry it and give it to, you may not get sick, but you can give it to someone who hasn't been vaccinated. That's the reason for the mask, continuing to wear the mask stuff, which makes sense. It's not hard to comprehend that. But the messaging, yes, I agree, the messaging could be clearer.
It's all right, so here's the other message.
Why do you take a risk if you're worried about getting the vaccine if you're still going to live the same life that you're living before it? And that's the hard sell for the administration. I think they need to give people a real ray of hope about normalcy, and I don't think that that's happened yet.
Well, people are going to begin to ignore it. After a while, like yesterday, the CDC says, well, you still have to avoid non-essential travel, even if you're vaccinated. Screw
well, yeah,
that.
They don't want people... I know, because you're the king of non-essential travel every weekend, I know. So clearly this is going to, you know, you're not going to enjoy this, but it's the same reason that I just said. It's because you've been vaccinated, but you could be spreading it to other people.
Because you feel the need to go to Florida every weekend
to get a tan. Yeah.
No, I'm going to Salt Lake. I'm going to get a tan this weekend in Salt Lake. Thought it was interesting. Rochelle Walensky, who runs the CDC, was in Boston yesterday with the other lady who's in charge. I can't remember her name. Talking about the case numbers here and what a great job.
She's a disaster. She's one that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The fact that she stood up in front of a microphone this week and started crying about how scared she is, that's not leadership. We need someone who's going to lead us optimistically out, not
make it right. Exactly. You do this, and this is what's going to happen.
What did she say in Boston?
It was just all about the governor needed some cover. And I don't know who he called on to get to do a favor. She's from up here. And so she came back to sort of talk about what was going on in Massachusetts and what you needed to do. I didn't get from any of the press stuff that there was a specific message other than to do what we were just talking about. You got to get your shots. You got to stay the distance, stay the course. This is what Massachusetts is doing. And these are the numbers. And that's when I kind of zone out. When they start with the stats and the numbers, I just tune out. So I saw her. She was the lead on all the local news programs last night. And so, but there's nothing, I think Jennifer's right here. There's nothing concrete. There's all this, okay, this is what we're going to do with the vaccines, and maybe you'll be okay, but maybe you better off to wear your mask and to do the 3 feet
distancing.
Well, getting
the vaccine, if you're fully vaccinated, you have a 90% chance of not dying from it. That's really what the vaccine means. People need to be very clear on that. So you have a 10% chance of ending up with a severe case of it in the hospital, okay? If you've got 90 or 95%, whatever's left, that's your chance of still getting it. So that means that even if you're vaccinated, you're not completely impervious to it. So that's one aspect. But then the other aspect is we don't know about the transmissibility once people are vaccinated yet. Remember how we thought in the beginning kids were not really getting it, but they were carriers? Turns out kids really aren't transmitting it through school, but that was one of the theories. Then eventually they figured out, you know, that's probably not true. Leaving your groceries for 5 days sitting in the garage, that's not necessary. It never was. So we're still learning things about this. And so if they don't know yet how much you can actually transmit it to other people, even if you've been vaccinated, I think that you should be cautious then. I don't think throwing caution to the wind until we know some real hard facts.
Maybe the reality, maybe I should have put it a different way, Victoria. The reality is that people have felt like they weren't, for all the reasons that we've just enumerated in the last 3 or 4 minutes. People don't know what the real story is. They don't think they've been told the truth. They think there's a control mechanism here. They think that with the herd immunity goes herd control. And everybody wants to be put in that, to use a cow allegory, you know, put in the same pasture. The one cow group was over here, another cow group was over there.
Just to say it a little better without bovines, I think that
Thank you.
Thank you, though. Yeah, I didn't know where that was going. Thank you, Jim.
I think that there have been a lot of instances where some of the decisions made during the last year have been very arbitrary and in an effort to control the way people live their life and how they operate. And so for good or bad, I think there are a lot of people who question this because they see that control. I mean, I see it every single day where I live
in California. I question the whole closing down of the economy.
Right.
I think that was outrageously out of touch with reality, with what happened.
I mean, if you look at what they did in, like, France, for instance, they never closed the schools because they knew if they closed the schools, they'd have to completely shut down the economy. So while there was a stay-at-home order, they still sent their kids to school. And for better or for worse, that kept people going so that they could still perform their jobs, even if they were working at home or in a limited capacity. We just shut everything down. I mean, lights out.
The continuing exploration
right now because of that. So,
well, in England, they're actually researchers looking at the possibility of pairing doses from different vaccines. That is, you get one shot. What's available the first time around?
Because they have such a shortage,
Pfizer.
They have no choice.
Right. Yeah.
I was talking to my aunt yesterday in Ireland, and they're, you know, everybody's on lockdown. You can't go more than 2 miles from your home unless it's like, you know, you're an essential worker. It's a mess, and they have completely, Europe has really bungled this. So that's why they have no choice but to figure out, well, can we combine them, and does it still work? So
yeah,
they're testing
that
out now.
The criticism that came to America from the rest of the world about how badly we were handling things, we didn't do a great job, but we didn't really know what we were doing. And hello, have you looked in the mirror lately, those of you in Europe who are criticizing what's going on here?
Well, they've
hello,
bungled
ding,
the
ding,
vaccine
ding.
Distribution. They didn't buy enough of it. It's been a mess. Originally, they did okay with the lockdown. I mean, Ireland was actually listed as the safest country in the world for many months on end because everybody locked down. They took it seriously. But
you know what makes
now,
you safe?
With the vaccines, it's just not good.
Listen to this. There. That's what makes you safe. A couple of squirts of Clear. 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 X-L-E-A-R. The only natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against getting the bacteria, the viruses, the contaminants out of your nose, out of your nostril, out of the passage that goes down to your lungs, so that your immune system is going to work fabulously well because it's being engaged by xylitol, the natural ingredient that's found in a lot of vegetables and fruits and that sort of thing. This thing has proven itself as a godsend for getting rid of the viral adhesion of things that stick to your nose. So your nose and your system is blocking or pushing that stuff out. Small amounts, a little shot every couple of hours, it'll do the trick. Find it at your grocery store or natural food store, places like that. And also, while you're at the, while you're thinking about it, at the ready, go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. They need a few more signatures this week. They're going to go, I think, in the next week or two, to the CDC to get them to advise, an official CDC recommendation that nasal sprays will be great to combat things like the COVID. Doctors are using them now anyway, so let's put it on the record. Go to clear.com to do that. Go to the green tab on the right side of the screen, click on it, and sign the petition. That's at clear, X-L-E-A-R.com.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Godridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to imarsis.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Fifty-three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Wednesday. Yesterday we were talking a lot about Volkswagen and what they did to rebrand themselves. Apparently there's a not-so-fast clause attached to that, and we'll find out why after this.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 330.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to this Volkswagen story, Victoria, shall we? What's the real story behind the story?
So the story yesterday, we were talking about Volkswagen, V-O-L-T-S,
would be right. The new name instead of Volkswagen because they want to promote their electric car. Well, it turns out, and as I was not a fan of Volkswagen, I thought it was a stupid thing. If you're going to change the name, like really change your name. Well, it turns out they lied about it. It's not a name change after all. It's an early marketing stunt done ahead of April Fool's Day. So this all started when Volkswagen of America accidentally published a draft version of a press release announcing the change on Monday, which was first picked up by CNBC. This then went literally global. Every major news outlet, the Associated Press, everybody picked this up and ran with it. It was not supposed to come out until April Fool's Day. The company at first had declined to comment on the report. Then the spokesperson repeatedly declined to say whether it was an actual name change or a marketing stunt because they basically got caught and they didn't know what to do. So they had said that Volkswagen branding would be the name on all of their electric vehicles going forward, but now they're expected to reveal that it was just a stunt gone
come
wrong.
On. This much, I just find... We're so literal about everything. What kind of stuff? Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. We're going to run into more of this kind of thing.
I'm sure. Yeah.
People need
a But this is just an example of, first of all, it was a stupid prank. It's not even a good prank. It's just stupid. And so then they got caught lying. So, you know, I mean, yeah, that it's
but is it really a lie. I mean, it's about something that's fun. Lying is serious. This is
It was a press release that said they were changing the name of the company. They did that with IHOP last year. Remember, it was IHOB about
burgers instead of pancakes. We overuse the word lie. I think lying is
okay. So, what do you want to call this? They bent the truth.
I say it was a distortion. It was a distortion.
I'm going to use that next time you accuse me of lying. I'm like, oh, no, it's just a distortion.
I don't ever accuse you. I've never used that word with you in my life, and never would. I think it's a horrible
word. Because I
don't
lie, and I don't distort the truth.
I cannot tell a lie. Thank you. All right, Lego has announced a collaboration with NASA. This new space shuttle Discovery thing that we were talking about. Here's the detail on that.
The Geek Out. Over the years, LEGO has offered a couple of kits, allowing kids and adults alike the chance to build the space shuttle. But now the Danish brickmaker has turned up the game with a new kit of the space shuttle Discovery and has collaborated with NASA. The new kit is considerably larger, almost 2 times more pieces than the last one, but it's also far more sleek and accurate in its detail. LEGO even designed new parts specifically for this kit. By the way, the Discovery was the shuttle that launched the Hubble telescope, so that is included in this kit as part of the build and can be displayed in various states with the spacecraft. The 2,354-piece kit goes on sale today, April 1st. Nope, it's not a joke. And we've tweeted a link over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, let's get into the aerial map department. I was just looking at some aerial maps on my farm, and now we see some guidance for those who are traveling, right?
Yep, on Apple Maps. So to help make travel during the pandemic a little less stressful, Apple Maps will now display travel guidance information provided by the Airports Council International so you know what to expect before you take off and when you land at your destination. So the travel guidances per airport will tell you what the mask requirements are, health screenings, quarantine guidelines. It's actually really, really helpful to have this on your phone. It'll be displayed in the airport's place card in Apple Maps. So that's also where you can link up your vaccination card, too. So it's all in one spot.
Okay, good. Good deal. Good to know. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.